Barry, we've all adjourned to the Red Lion for a well-deserved pint of Diet Coke. That's for some. You must be very happy with how the day has gone.
Yeah, it's great to see all the support from all over the UK, you know, solidarity from everywhere. You can see, just walking through the streets of London, everyone's beeping the horn. We got so much public support. It's superb, you know, and it can only go in the right direction for us.
And a good turnout from MPs, obviously the Welsh MPs and Labour MPs, but it's nice to see the government minister as well, Christine.
Obviously the Welsh ministers were there, but it was great to see Anna Soubry, so, you know, and Jeremy Corbyn jumped on top of the march, you know, he was on the front line of the march with the banners, so it was tremendous. I think they've all got the message now, we need a steel industry in the UK.
There was also a gentleman there with a little interest in the steel industry, wasn't there?
Yeah, it was. You know, it was quite positive to see him there. He shows his commitment. You know, I think he's learning about Port Talbot and the steel industry as a whole. He's not blinkered. You know, I think he's willing to work with us and listen to our views and work with us. So it's positive.
So just a brief stay here now, then back on the bus.
Yeah, quick one or two by here, and we'll be back on the bus then for a long journey.
And a lot of these boys back on shift tomorrow.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I think that shows how much commitment and how much passion we've got for the steel industry. People are coming from all over the UK on their day off, and they're back to work as normal tomorrow.
And here we have a gentleman who's been voted as the most entertaining steel worker on the march today.
Sammy Jenkins.
Thank
you and good night.